Brian, first of all, you've just come off the pitch having had a training session. How are the team looking ahead of this weekend?
Yeah, good. Probably it's hard, you know, all cliche, it's probably the best we've trained on a team Monday so far this year. But we're aware of where we've been over the last 3 weeks, and we've had a mixed bag. Where we've been outstanding up front, and then last weekend finished off 6 great tries from the backs, and you know, some good clinical finishing, but still not the great balance of team play we want. And again, some of our discipline stuff are just probably 4 or 5 dull penalties, which leads to pressure on the team.
How do you reflect on that bonus point win against Ealing?
It was really important for us. It's never easy playing a side that's promoted. You never really know what you're going to get, and to go 6 tries. I was disappointed with the D at the last part, but we played 60 minutes with 14 men, so 20 minutes with obviously that 14 men, so it's poor on that front, and generally you do concede, and we did. We conceded twice in that time, so it is what it is. It's a difficult competition sometimes, and you have to just take each game as it comes. And we've got 3 from 3, we've scored a few good tries, we've got some tidy stuff up front, so we just need to get the balance right and better as we go through it.
How pleased are you with that start to the season? Obviously the 3 wins, top of the championship at the moment.
Yeah, well, London Scottish were 3rd last year, so they're a top 4 side, so we've come up against a different animal this year, so or this weekend. And I know Pete Richards really well, and I know he's a very proud bloke as well, so I want his side to reflect a lot about him, because he was a real competitive character anyway. So it'll be a real challenge for us on Friday and Saturday, sorry, evening. And there's a lot of hype around for everybody with the World Cup, and you know, there's some distractions, there's some, you know, people getting caught up in talking about that, but we have to have a real focus and make sure we have a better performance than we've had so far this year.
Have you noticed a bit of an atmosphere around the city this week, obviously with kind of the teams training here as well?
Oh, most definitely, and players themselves are catching up with some old mates, which, you know, whether it's a Scottish team, whether it's another team, and that's really nice. You know, it's great to get it. We just need to try and benefit from it and try and get, you know, students, supporters from Yorkshire to come and watch us and play a brand of rugby that people want to come and watch and be associated with, and winning rugby is probably the biggest thing. And we've got 3, we now need to make sure that we don't drop any standards and see where that game goes on Saturday at 6 p.m.
What's it like for you as a former captain of obviously the national side when these Rugby World Cup occasions kind of come round, and how do you kind of feel about it? Do you feel still look back on the 2 campaigns with fondness with Scotland?
Yeah, it's the first time, obviously, it's been in this country since 1999 when I was involved. 1995 was great, 2003, so I was lucky to have 3 of them. But, yeah, I mean, this is the first time, I think, that I've ever looked back since I retired from Scotland in 2003, in that 12 years at a World Cup, with any sort of fondness or patriotic, really. I want Scotland to do really well because of where they've been and how tough it's been for them over the last 3 or 4 seasons. And they had a great Six Nations and got no reward, certainly in the first 3 matches, then they lost a little bit of confidence in the final 2. But I think in general the World Cup fever's probably, you know, it's got me a little bit this time. I don't think in the previous ones it has. So yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm really enjoying it, and it's great to watch. My missus is not too happy because the rugby's on all the time. That changes it a little bit. But on a whole, it's great. The level of playing fields, the tier 2 nations that are so-called have improved. They've been, the coaching, the players are in better condition because of how long they've had together. Mm-hmm. And they're putting up a good fist of it. And that's great to see when you see people coming into the game from different parts of the world and competing with some of the big teams. And, you know, even Namibia last night against New Zealand scoring and the crowd going mad and all that kind of stuff, I think is great for the game. Ideally, we want to focus and try and get more people coming here. It's a big challenge for us, and it's a long project to get 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 coming watching Yorkshire Carnegie. And if the World Cup can help in that and players can help in that, then great.
The whole Scotland group is wide open now, especially with that Japan-South Africa result. Do you think they've got a good chance of obviously making it to the next round? You'd kind of expect that, wouldn't you?
I think they're the same. 8 World Cups have come now, this one, and it's only once we haven't made the quarterfinals, so this is a real challenge for everyone. And I remember talking when it was 100 days to go when the Cup was here, saying that the first 2 games are vitally important. Now, no one realised how important the Japanese game was going to be after their first result. But I was hugely confident, you know, Scotland would win on Wednesday against Japan. Their first game, they were fresh, they're fit, they're in good condition. Their core skills have improved and they were willing to defend and be disciplined. So you have that in your armoury, you're a difficult team. Greg's a great little goal kicker. Tactically, him and Finn Russell, I thought, were astute in how they managed. And then they've got some energy in that back group as well, and some real dog up front, you know, and Hardy is a genuine predator on the ball, and he adds energy to the game, which is, you know, the circumstances of how someone like that comes into the environment will always be debated. But all I'm interested in is who performs, how they perform, and he's shown plenty of guts in that side, which I like.
Moving back to look at Carnegie, what do you make to the standard of the opposition in the Championship this year? We've already kind of mentioned London Scottish being a top four team. You've already faced Rotherham Titans, who have been there or thereabouts when it comes to the kind of final stages of the competition. What do you make to the standard of the opposition in the Championship this year?
Well, I think it's pretty good. And a lot of the teams finished early, because that was Worcester and Bristol that, you know, were carrying the flag. I think in general you can knock it and say it's not this and it's not that. I mean, you forget that some of these teams work on £500,000 budget, and you're asking then these players to work all day and play and train and compete with the top side. So that's hard, you know. I mean, I think it's hard to compare them. I think what you do see is players that, one, love the game, want to get better, want to try and improve themselves, and obviously if an opportunity comes along to play at a Premiership side or being part of a Premiership squad, then great. But there's a lot of commitment and a lot of good players, good men, good people that play the game at that level. It's just sadly that they may never get a chance, but for us it's the same thing. We must have a different focus, a different mentality that they've probably not had for a few years. Maybe that's why we haven't won some of the playoff matches against Newcastle, against London Welsh, where we needed that different mentality, and it needs to be trained and brought on week to week and not relied on in the last month of the season. It's been someone we pick up now, really.
What are the aspirations for you and the club for this season then? Is promotion a realistic option considering the fantastic start you've had?
I think top two is the target. Ideally, you want a home semi-final, and what will come off the back of that you can't predict, because of the double-headed final is hard, double-headed semi is hard. So, you know, there's four games there that you're going to... Anyone can beat anyone because they're top four teams. It's the same in the Premiership. Sarries last year and Leicester of old... Wasps of old, and finishing fifth and sixth and finishing fourth and winning the league twice from fourth. So I think for me it's just focus on the big, you know, the big part. And they've got 9 games in the first 10 weeks. That will determine a lot where we've got to finish and where we need to adjust and change for the second half of the season.
And since coming in March, obviously this is the start of your first full season. How are you enjoying being at the helm here?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's what I wanted to do. It's how much I enjoyed the Gloucester job, and obviously the sale was great as well. I learnt lots in that time, even though it wasn't always rosy. I've no animosity yet with anyone there. There was no falling out when we left. It was a chance for me to do something that I felt that I wanted to do and judge myself on it. I want to stay here for a long time. I want this club to be, you know, grow and grow and grow and try and get in the Premiership. And, you know, the board of Dave Dockery, Ian McGeek and John Wright, you know, full support of Gary and Gary Hetherington. You know, if we can get everybody on the same hymn sheet and create a better business model with crowds and everything, then, you know, there's no reason why Yorkshire with 83 rugby teams can't, or 83 rugby clubs can't be one of the biggest counties in this area and get, you know, Yorkshire in the right place. But there's a lot of hard work to get me to for that, really.